Truck, bus and tanker drivers all across India have initiated a three-day strike to express their strong concerns against the recently implemented Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita legislation. The Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita bill was introduced on August 11, 2023 to replace the existing Indian Penal Code of 1860. That means a major change in the colonial era criminal laws by the Indian government has triggered nationwide protests by truckers. I'll make a separate detailed video on this new Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita bill. But in this video, let me talk about those important arguments which the truck drivers have deep concerns with regarding the introduction of offenses and penalties introduced in this new legislation. So first of all, what you need to understand is that whenever we talk about any kind of offense that is done by a truck driver, it is usually regarding hit and run case or negligent driving. As you may know, on highways, every year a lot of accidents occur. And it has been noticed that in many cases, the drivers of the truck, bus or any large vehicle, they run away due to fear of getting caught. So the Indian government have introduced some new offenses and penalties into this legislation called Bhartiya Nyaya Sanhita, which is going to replace the existing Indian Penal Code. Basically, the Indian government has made this new law even more stringent. Now, the thing is that the drivers of trucks, buses and tankers do not like it. So they are protesting against this new law. Now, what is it that the drivers are not liking that has made them to hold countrywide protest? So if you see, previously, hit and run cases were filed under the various sections of the Indian Penal Code with a punishment of 2 years and some fine. As per the new law, drivers who cause a serious road accident by negligent driving and run away without informing the police or any official from the administration can face punishment of up to 10 years or a fine of rupees 7 lakh, that is around $8,400. So the drivers of all kinds of large vehicles have together written a petition to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for seeking withdrawal of those particular stringent sections that has been introduced in this new law. Their concern is that law has been passed without consultation with the stakeholders, in this case the various driver unions. Look, even you will agree with the fact that in any kind of legal investigation, the primary point of disagreement always lies in the investigation process. You always want to be careful and mindful about the fact that how the entire investigation is being carried out, so that you are not wrongly accused of something, right? The drivers are arguing that the new legislation might be used to exploit the truckers who are unfairly accused even when they are not at fault in accidents. Now even this is also true. We have seen in many cases that large vehicles are not at fault. It is often the smaller vehicles that cause significant accidents. There are numerous road accident videos available on the internet where you can see that heavy vehicles stay within their lanes while smaller vehicles deviate from their lanes, resulting in serious accidents. And then when a case is filed, it is often the driver of large vehicle who is accused of negligent driving, drunken driving or hit and runaway charges. Because everyone knows that large vehicles belong to some company or big organizations, right? Ordinary household people don't own large vehicles. In road accidents, people often die. But the family members of the victims often think, why should we just let it go? We can pursue a case and recover some compensation. Additionally, when such accidents occur, relatives are not fully aware of all the details and they tend to always blame the larger vehicle, even if their own person is at fault. Now, due to such emotional and mental attitudes, it has been observed that when a case is filed, it is often manipulated to place more blame and responsibility on the drivers of larger vehicles. And moreover, if we look at it from these drivers' side, these poor drivers are not highly educated. They come from poor rural families, often with young children and big families who are dependent on them. Their job is crucial for the economic system of a country as it involves transporting goods from one place to another. However, they do not receive the respect they deserve. They frequently face harassment from the police and endure insults from people. So, as it is, they already feel unprotected in their work and now, on top of that, there is this new fear. This is why drivers of heavy vehicles are apprehensive about the new law, which includes provisions for a 10-year sentence and a fine of 7 lakh rupees. They fear that these provisions might be misused against them. Now, if you see, it is a legitimate concern for drivers' side. And by the way, you might also be surprised to know that in this new law, several provisions have been introduced that could prove to be quite harmful for men if they are misused. Always remember this point. A law that is originally intended for protection can easily be misused and turned into a tool for punishment. So this is the reason why there is a countrywide strike by truck, bus and heavy vehicle drivers. And that is why you are also seeing a lot of rush at the petrol pump, because petrol is usually transported to petrol pumps by trucks. Since there is a strike, so there will be a possibility of fuel shortage.